but after 30 years, this might just be the biggest lift for Liverpool. Back on top in England.
Welcome to On The Volley. Welcome back to my international listeners from all over the globe. It's great to be back behind this podcast. Boy, we have missed football. We have missed you. And we will be following the Barclays Premier League 2020-2021. None other. The greatest league in the world. And I'm glad you've chosen to share and listen into this program as we proceed. You just heard the Liverpool Football Club champions of 1920 season, finishing 18 points ahead of their rivals Man City, the two colossal clubs, what I call nowadays as Pepsi and Coca-Cola. The battle is continuing with some great signings from Man City. Liverpool haven't quite done it. There's still a bit of ambiguity around whether Thiago Alcântara is going to go there or not. I think if he does go there, everyone else can kiss this season goodbye. We welcome the new boys into the club as well, of Premier League holders, clubs that will join us in this time and season. Leeds, who finished top of the Championship and are back in the top flight of football with their manager, the Argentinian Marcelo Bielsa, who is leading them in this new style of football. And I hope they can survive the cutting edge of the Premier League. So we also want to take the opportunity to welcome the other new sides in the Premier League season. West Brom with their manager Slaven Bilic, who you'll remember, the Croatian international who will be making his debut with his club. You remember he used to coach at West Ham, and they are going to be playing Leicester City, which will be a bit of a Midlands rivalry. I think Leicester City come out on top in that one, but that's my own personal view. Finally, we can welcome Fulham, who right now are at the bottom of the table as we speak, because they are losing 1-0 to Arsenal, the Charity Shield winners on penalties. Five fantastic penalties. What a showcase of penalty taking that final was. And it was very similar to the Liverpool-Man City final last year. Apart from this time round, it was Brewster who wouldn't hit the target and would leave Liverpool with the same type of start compared to last year. But if it leads to another Premiership title, who cares? In terms of fixtures, coming to you, Royal Crystal Palace will take on Southampton. Liverpool will take on Leeds United, the new boys. Similar to last year, Liverpool took on Norwich City and beat them 4-1. Norwich scoring first in that game. West Ham will take on Newcastle. West Brom will take on Leicester. Tottenham will take on Everton, which will be quite the contest because you have Ancelotti versus Mourinho, which is a fine fixture around management and who they are. Sheffield United will take on Wolves and Brighton will take on Chelsea. That's the first round of ties, and we're looking interestingly at Chelsea. If you wanted me to call a team to win the Premier League this year, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. It's too early. I've got to say though, Chelsea look the part, but I've seen Chelsea teams look the part before and not do anything with it. So we'll see. But they definitely look re-energized under Frank Lampard. That's what I will say. Manchester City, Man United, Burnley and Aston Villa will play their games in the next round of fixtures. But here we go. Here's what I think the fixtures will be like. I think Arsenal will beat Fulham 3-0. It's currently 2-0 and showing the new boys a good hiding. Or the new team a good hiding. Crystal Palace, I think, will beat Southampton 2-1. They've replenished their squad. Liverpool 4, Leeds 2, in my opinion. I think Leeds will get 2 goals straight away. And we'll see more of what Liverpool lacks to do, which is go behind in the first half and then come back, resurrect out of the changing room and become another side in the second half. West Ham 1, Newcastle 2. That's what I'm going for. I'm basing that on nothing at all, just pure gut. West Brom 0, Rodgers' team 2, so Leicester will beat them 2-0. Tottenham and Everton, I think it's going to be quite a clash because they're very similar in their approach. And Everton are the cleaner team. However, a couple of losses near the end of the season didn't convince me. So I think this will be a colossal titanic battle and it will end up in a draw. Same as the Sheffield United-Wolves game. Sheffield United playing some fantastic football. Wolves narrowly missing out on Europe. And about a very good side. So I think that will be a 1-1 game. And Chelsea 3, Brighton 1. Just because of the dominance of Chelsea's team at the moment. They have really replenished and probably had the best spending spree during this open transfer market window. So that's my predictions. Let's see what happens. We'll come back to that in the next show. And most importantly than anything else, let's talk about our social media. So thanks for tuning in. Please follow us on social media on The Volley. That's O-N-D-A-V-O-L-E-L-E-Y. So O-N-D-A-V-O-L-L-E-Y. Give us a shout out. Send us messages. If you don't agree with what we said, get in touch. We'll love a debate and we'll see where it goes. We are football fans here and we look forward to hearing from you. As the season gets underway, we hope whichever team you support, whether you're a blue, red, purple, orange, or a grey, doesn't matter here. We hope your team succeeds and does well. After what we've seen in the coronavirus situation, we do hope that football returns with loads of crowds be able to get behind their teams and support their clubs. But until then, tune in. We'll run down tomorrow, give you a summary of our predictions, and hopefully it's going to be a fantastic season here at On The Volley.